The Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood began their Grand Camp Convention today in Ketchikan. They're honoring one of their longtime activists, Walter Sobolev, ANB Grand Camp President Dewey Scan.
You know, we wanted to do this for one of our own that, you know, had a positive effect on our lives and did a lot for the organization, you know. He brought a lot of new ideas to the organization, and he was a very positive influence on a lot of us, young guys, as we walked through this organization over the years.
Sobolev, a former Grand Camp president, turns 100 this year, and numerous speakers at the meeting will talk about his work in language, culture, and service organizations. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has more on the annual convention.
On the business side, delegates will hear reports from the Tlingit Haida Central Council, Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, and other groups. Convention delegates will also discuss issues of the day and consider resolutions proposing solutions or asking for support. SCAN expects this year's concerns to include education funding, subsistence halibut, and the Sitka sacro fishery. He says energy and grocery costs will also be on the table.
The price of food just been escalating day by day, and I don't know what's causing it, you know. And it's pretty soon our elders are going to have to choose between food and fuel and, you know, electricity. So it's been backed into a corner here.
The Alaska Native Brotherhood was formed in 1912, and sisterhood camps began organizing soon afterward. Membership declined in recent years down to less than 1,000. That's in part due to competition from contemporary organizations and groups such as Native corporations and tribal governments. But SCAN says enrollment has almost doubled in the past 2 years to about 2,000 members.
There's, you know, a renaissance of, you know, people starting to figure that this is an important organization, and, you know, without this organization, we wouldn't be where we are today.
What do you think's led to that increase in interest?
Just we've been working hard, you know. Every time I visit somewhere, I ask them to honor someone that's been very influential, you know, in their lives, in the ANB and ANS, and they've different camps been doing that.
Delegates and guests from up to 40 ANB and ANS chapters are expected to attend the Grand Camp Convention in Ketchikan. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.